News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For many parents, watching their kids grow up can be a rewarding experience, but it can also be tinged with sadness. That's according to Guardian columnist Zoe Williams, who joins us now. Good morning to you, Zoe. I read your piece about your son turning 18, and it was very poignant. And even though it is wonderful, obviously, to see them grow, the tinge of sadness is something I've experienced with my own kids. Tell us why you think that there's this sort of bittersweet thing that you're feeling with regard to parenting.
I think, and this is going to make me sound really immature, but I think part of it is just missing the kind of tiny kids that they were, because they were, they're so different, right? You know, you look at your 18-year-old and 6-year-old them was, you could see the elements of the adult they would become, but they were so, there's just something so exquisite about that kind of little kid phase. And you're never going to see that again. Never. So like they turn 18, they're 6'2", they're like loping around the house and you think, I'm not going to see another 6-year-old of this like until I have grandchildren.
And all of that is true. And they do lope, by the way, as well. But but do you think, is that something to do with missing the 6-year-old or missing that point in your own life, dare I say it? Could it be about us aging as much about them aging?
I think there's definitely an element of us aging, because also that thought of like, I'm waiting for grandchildren. You know, how old are we going to be when that happens? We're going to be significantly older than we are now. So, there's definitely a kind of passage of time. Put a pin in it. It's nobody likes it. There's the period in both your lives and the kind of chemistry of that, you know, you never think of it as time you'll never get back when it's happening, because it's always like, where's your lunchbox? Yeah. Where's this? Where's your shoes? And I think there is a kind of regret that you didn't just stop and appreciate it when it was going on, because everything was just always so pell-mell that you didn't, it just didn't occur to you to think, oh my God, I'm never going to see this again.
And obviously, to some extent, is that a maturing of us as well as of them that we understand? Because, you know, that thing, all that rubbish about if you love somebody, let them go. But this is actually it in practice. This is what this is.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, bit more than that, even exactly as you say, your hope is that they kind of become very independent. You want them to be the kind of person who will take an opportunity on the other side of the world. You want them to be the kind of person
in theory.
But it, and also it's a kind of, you know, it's a rolling disaster as far as you're concerned, because first they become an adult, then they go to university, then they become adventurous, you know, all the things you want them to be as people are going to take them further away from. Yeah. And then until you get to the point where the only time they'll kind of recreate that domestic thing that made you, that filled you with so much joy, will be Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's actually very true. I suppose the last question for you, you were saying, you know, I'm inexplicably sad my son is turning 18. It's probably not inexplicable then at all, is it?
Yeah. Maybe I should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
And actually, with all the empty nesters, because a lot of my friends have a son or daughter going to university this term, I always could say, how do you think you're going to feel? And they always look at me like, I know how I'm going to feel. I'm going to feel absolutely gutted.
Thank you for joining us there. That is Zoe Williams, Guardian columnist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.